operations during this transitional. Your satisfaction is very important to us.
And welcome to Nameless Review 20 something. I think it's 25. May or may not be right. I should maybe check that before I do the show. But then if you wanted professionalism, you wouldn't be listening. Today we have Big Brother, Lurd, and Suave Potato.
What's going
on? Hey guys.
Hi guys.
And are you going to be on the show, Analog?
Sure.
Okay. Big up, Jackson, you're just sitting there.
Okay. Sorry, I'm fighting with a really old game right now.
Playing Blade Ball or
Hyper Blade.
For those of you who, oh, that's a good game to review.
Well, I review that since this is a review show. let's see here. It's actually, it's been a little while. I've actually been playing games, which probably help improve the show some.
Yeah, probably.
Let's see here. Been playing Borderlands 2 and Far Cry 3. Let's see here. I'll start out with Far Cry 3 first. So, I know I talked about it before some, but pretty much, well, the Far Cry 3 series, pretty much the only really common denominator between them is either in a tropical area, you shoot stuff, and that's about it. And there's a map editor, usually. So, and this for one of it, you're group of people, a person with some friends on a vacation at a tropical area somewhere in the Pacific. Don't know if they narrow it down more than that. But pretty much end up getting kidnapped and ransomed off into, gonna be ransomed off to slavery. And you end up escaping and pretty much fighting against, well, back against the people rescuing your friends. But, oh, one thing I like about it is when you first start out, pretty much don't really have anything more than a handgun. You unlock stuff, or you can buy pretty much all the guns right off the bat if you have the money. But, and so pretty much in the beginning, it's really survival-esque since you have little to no skills and, like I said, very low weaponry. And there's lots of stuff that wants to shoot you, kill you, just eat you. And as you, I'm not really thinking straight right now. Sorry.
Words.
Go home, BSC, you're drunk.
But I'm already home.
Go home, alcohol, you're BSC.
Can I drink? Maybe that.
Go drunk, BSC, you're home.
Okay.
Kind of makes sense.
Pretty much, yeah. One of the, when you first start off, too, the mini-map and, or the map itself is completely blank. You have to pretty much turn on these radio towers scattered across the island to be able to see the map. They also unlock some weapons at the weapon shop to be able to get for free. And also there's enemy strongholds, pretty much, that if you take them out, you actually clear up that area so that enemy forces don't really spawn in there that often. But one of the main things I kind of like about the game, though, is, well, one, to get a weapon or more than one weapon slot or increase your ammo supply and all that, you hunt down and skin animals and pretty much craft the skins into the holsters and all that. But pretty much a fun little diversion as you level up. And a lot, well, some of the later on stuff you start hunting tigers and sharks, so pretty much stuff gets a lot harder to hunt. Talking about tigers and sharks, so that you will be killed by the wildlife a lot. I think I've died more from getting my head bitten off by a tiger than bullets. Oh, and also, that is a nice mechanic of wildlife isn't just there to kill you, it will pretty much kill anything it seems it wants to eat or offend by. Like, one of the strongholds I was hoping of, since I would. If you, well, you have a camera which lets you kind of spot enemies better, but if you zoom in with a scope and that on an enemy, actually highlight them and let you keep track of them in the regular, or just moving around, so you're seeing them through a wall once you actually have them marked.
Okay.
So you can pretty much scope out an area, try to plan your way of attack, and hope you didn't miss anybody. Yeah, had a couple of times where scoped out an area, then all of a sudden I hear growling in the grass next to me. And about 5 feet away, there's a tiger just strolling by, headed straight for the camp, and killed everybody inside.
One tiger.
Yes. Tigers are pretty nasty.
Already?
I usually prefer to hunt them with grenade launchers, or light machine guns.
I see you're going for the new African safari kind of way down.
Yes, I do like the extreme hunting aspects. Nothing quite says fun like I mowed down a few herds of deer with a light machine gun, hunted bear with the grenade launcher, blew up shark with seafur. It's a fun hunting simulator.
Big Game Hunter 2013.
Now, I know that's coming out now.
For those of you who haven't played any of the Big Game Hunter games, they're actually kind of fun.
I've played a few in the day, but I haven't really played any of the new ones.
I haven't played them since PS2, I think it was.
Let's see. And pretty much the game mechanics and all that are quite nice, and like I said, you level up skills, so after a while, you do pretty much feel like you become a warrior, which is kind of what it seems like the story is trying to aim at, is pretty much go from having no clue how to fight to pretty much trying to seek revenge on the people that captured you. And like I said, even with Elk Hunter, you can do quite some nice or fun stuff with just fighting the soldiers. Since you can, has a pretty neat fire mechanic, you can't actually destroy buildings really, but you can light them on fire and pretty much anything inside that doesn't run out gets roasted alive.
Nice.
So I've had a few times of firing a flaming arrow onto the huts of enemy soldiers, sitting outside with a machine gun, then just going through and cleaning up the remains with a flamethrower.
Excellent.
Has a real fun feeling to it, as the countryside behind you is lit on fire.
I haven't played it yet, but the main villain, just, he looks awesome. From the little dialogue I've seen, yeah. He's just got that crazy vibe going, he's got it down.
Yes, he is, I'll say, crazy. I think I'm just about halfway through, and yeah. He definitely has the vibe down. There's, I know, clips of this stuff later on that seems like you're getting more into that me or that character, but yeah, I kind of don't really want to say too much about that without ruining anything.
Right.
But let's see. Haven't really played fully with the map editor yet, but. Yeah, the game comes with its own map editor for multiplayer, and I don't know if you can make co-op maps with it, because there is a co-op version of the game where it looks like you play a separate story involving this other group of people. Looks kind of interesting to play, but I haven't had anybody play with yet. I know it's I have one friend that has it, but I haven't actually got around to trying to play it with him yet. But, so there is co-op on it. It looks like it's completely different from the single player, but that was a nice touch. But back to the map editor. From what I've seen of the map editor, it is quite nice for just a simple design for it. You don't really get just trees or that. You get, like, a tall jungle brush, pretty much. And it'll just kind of randomly populate it with trees and jungle-type stuff in that area. You can pretty much draw roads like you're drawing it with a pencil and all that. The water, you can control separate heights of water and all that, so you can have little ponds that aren't all the same level. You can actually cut a hole in the map, so you can make caves without just being a dug-out ditch, pretty much.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, it definitely looks like it has a lot of possibilities, and I like map editors. They're fun just to mess around with and see what crazy designs you can come up with.
Well, it really adds a lot of replayability to a game, especially if like, it really catches on and generates a good community of map making and stuff like that. I feel like not enough games out there actually have any sort of map editing or gaming creation tool.
Yeah. Especially though if you can, like I said, make a co-op map instead of just kill the other people versus map. But again, I don't know exactly. I haven't played any multiplayer, so don't really know how the death or what type of versus modes they have either. But overall, I like it a lot. It has a flavor to it versus your generic shooter nowadays. I think it's $50 currently. I would give it a solid 30-35 area. It's, like I said, it's a nice change, or your pace from your generic shooter and all that. So, and from what I've played of the story, it is quite nice. And now a few times where you're, well, actually quite a few times where your character is tripped out on hallucinogenics. I can't speak.
Hallucinogens.
Thank you. Because apparently the loco's favorite hobby is to drug you, then tell you to go do something afterwards.
Well, I mean, if you live on a desert island, you might as well just get high as shit.
Good point. Liking it. You said you had a game you wanted to review, or?
I do. I've been playing on here. It is for the Android device, actually. It's a port of a really old game called Speedball. Speedball, I believe, was on the Amiga? Yeah, that sounds right. It was on the Commodore 64 as well. Just a bunch of old systems. Basically, back in the late 80s or so, whenever the whole alternative future sport thing was real popular, this game came out. It's a very basic mix of hockey and beating the shit out of your opponent. So what you do, you try to fight for control of this steel ball, and you can get pickups like increase your health, increase your aggressiveness, increase your throwing power, etc. And you just start pummeling the shit out of your opponent. Like, just now, I only won because I knocked out their goalie and a few other people. So they had to bring in their crappy replacements, and yeah, it's really good. I've been into this alternative future sport thing quite a bit recently. I'm loving it. Speedball 2 for the Android. Check it out. Free? There is a free version. You're limited. I think it's just a quick play match, and you can't do the whole career mode where you upgrade your characters and stuff. Full price, like $3. Not bad at all.
It sounds like play the free sample, and if you like it, pick it up.
Oh, definitely.
And who doesn't like a spurt where you can just beat the crap out of the other people if you're losing?
There is another one, Hyperblade. I'm having a bitch of a time getting it to work on my computer because it's Windows 8, and Hyperblade came out. Oh, fuck. Like, 96. Yeah, long time ago. Like, we're talking DirectX 2. Anyway, it's a little bit different. Oh, you want to say something as well?
I'm actually surprised it used DirectX.
Yeah, really old version. But, yeah, I had to install DirectX 2 as well.
I think it came out around the same time Diablo 1 came out, because
yeah,
I remember going home in school and grade, like, oh gee, it would have been grade 6 or something like that, and you'd go home every day at lunch and play the hell out of Hyperblade and Diablo, but he had a demo disc. Remember those?
Oh man,
yep,
not anymore.
So,
what Hyperblade is, it's two teams of three in a bowl-shaped arena, and they kind of skate around with these long spikes on their arms called jacks. And it's more violent than Speedball. If you decapitate your opponent, you can actually use it as a ball and get points for scoring with it.
I like it.
Oh yeah, that's great.
It is old, and it is 3D, so be prepared for some eye pain. But
yeah, like, I'd say the models are like maybe 50 polygons.
Ooh, that's a lot,
like,
man.
Like, absolute minimum.
Lots of sharp edges
to be classified as 3D.
And I've had to bust down my Windows XP laptop because it's downright like a newer version's Windows because of graphical screen glitches. There's not a lot you can do about that. I mean, a lot of old games suffer from this issue. But,
Can make it a little bit better if you go into your graphic card settings and stuff like that and turn off these, and basically just turn off all the extra features if you have a video card configuration utility. That will sometimes clear up some of those problems, because it's just some of those older games don't know how to deal with some of these newer graphics features. So that's something to try. But you're probably better off just installing like a virtual machine or something like that, trying to root it off that.
Oh. All right.
But yeah, the game itself is amazingly fun. It's kind of, yeah, like this almost... it's lacrosse deathmatch. That's what it is. And the court is basically a giant half pipe that's rounded in both ends, and it's full of all kinds of obstacles and spinning blades of death and boosts and power ups and you name it. Good.
And if you get a chance, go to YouTube and look up Hyperblade and find the original ad for it. It's hilarious. In the future, violence is swift. Death is sudden. It's great. Nice and cheesy.
That's the way the game commercials are supposed to be. Let's see here. I've been playing... I don't think I've talked about the Borderlands 2 DLC yet. I talked about Borderlands 2 before, but since then the release, Captain Scarlet and her pirate booty, and Mr. Turk Campaign of Carnage, that were both part of a season pass. I still can't speak today. Sorry. DLC packs. And I believe tomorrow they're going to be releasing... I can't remember the name of that guy. The guy with the mustache and monocle.
Oh, the guy from Monopoly.
No, he's in Borderlands 2. You know, the guy with the arm he used as bait?
Oh, yeah, that guy. I know that guy.
Pretty much be a campaign of big game hunt.
So that's where you get all your ideas for big game hunting in Far Cry.
What? I think that's fun, hunting like high-end explosives, bazookas, raining artillery in from the sky. But yeah. And that one's just coming out tomorrow, that's a... Won't be reviewing that sadly. Not yet. The Captain Scarlet DLC had pretty much desert type air. The general campaign of it was fun. The area wasn't too bad, but main disappointment was the end boss. Just didn't really feel like it was deserved the build up. So that did add, I believe, 2 raid bosses in it, which I haven't fought yet. The raid boss mechanics in Borderlands 2 does look neat, but again, pretty neat, really good for a level of maxed out for party group.
Oh, okay.
To take them on decently, I... No, people have soloed them, but for a decent difficulty against it, it's best to go against her with a full group. The Scarlet, or Captain Scarlet one, was slightly disappointed in that, but still decent DLC. Mr. Turk's DLC. Pretty much completely crazy arena battle where you end up fighting a giant mechanical fire-breathing T-Rex. Like, pretty much, you know, the T-Rex you see in the, before they, when they had the, monster trucks? I can't remember the name of that mechanical T-Rex.
Yeah. I remember that. That's, oh crap, that's gonna bug me now too. Everybody knows what you're talking about though.
Yeah. Imagine that loaded with missiles and guns. That's the end boss in this. Much more satisfying end boss. Yeah. So definitely liked that DLC and hoping the other two of them are like it. From what I've heard, I do not think they're increasing the level cap on the this third DLC yet. Hopefully in the fourth one they'll increase it. But I also, it hasn't been confirmed yet, but they are thinking of putting in another season of DLC. Pretty much the main thing is, as long as people are interested in the game, they're going to be trying to keep that into it, so.
Excellent.
I like the game, so as long as it's solid story-based expansions, I'll keep playing. Because who doesn't like to shoot stuff and get loot doing so?
For sure.
So yeah. The pretty much wraps that up for now. See, I just really need to write basic notes beforehand. At least something so I know what to talk about next.
Yeah.
Well, I'll hop in. I know that you guys talked about the game Don't Starve a little bit in some previous episodes, but I put a ton of time into that game and got up to like 120 some odd days over the holidays. There's like everybody else in our group that are getting to like 10 days. And it's, you know, like I'm sure it's been described before. It's this kind of survival type game. You know, you go out, you have to make light at night because otherwise monsters will get you. There's, you know, monsters throughout the world you got to defend yourself from. You got to collect resources, you know, build machinery and, you know, storage and, you know, build up a tech tree and farm and all this other sort of stuff. And it's got a great, great art style. It's a lot of fun. Really cool worlds. It does seem to have a bit of a hump. Basically, if you can make it past like 20 days, then you can make it just about as far as you can. Because it's a permadeath type game. You die and you're stuck. But there is something that you can build in the game that basically lets you revive. But it's somewhat expensive and you have to make it using beard hair. Your character, he grows a beard, and you have to shave your beard, and you use this beard hair. Well, he only grows a beard so fast, so you don't get unlimited lives no matter how rich you are. You have to wait for your beard to grow, make this voodoo doll that lets you respawn or whatever. So it's not totally hard to later in the game. You can revive yourself, provided you've got enough beard hair to do so. So that actually makes the game a lot more fun, though, because it's no longer quite so stressful, and you're willing to take some risks. Because there are some bosses and stuff like that in the game that are extremely difficult to defeat, and you really need to have a backup plan.
So now is there a reason to fight the bosses, or they just randomly show up?
Oh yeah, like for example, there's a spider boss, and if you defeat the spider boss, they drop a spider egg. You can actually plant that and create a spider nest, so you can actually set up spider like farms or spawners. And you can set that up next to, like, let's say, a pig town. The pigs and the spiders will continuously attack each other as they spawn, and you end up with just like all this free loot hanging out on the ground, which is somewhat useful. There's other ones too, like, if you chop down too many trees, a tree guard comes up, and he's probably got more hit points than just about anything else in the game, and it's just this tree that chases you forever. Unless you go plant some more trees and calm him down, but that only works so many times, and then after a while he's just so pissed off you can't calm him down anymore. And, you know, like if you're doing this in your tree farm, let's say, and one of these guys pops up, you pretty much just have to kill him. Like, you can go spend like an hour leading him away because they go so slow, and it's just a pain in the ass. You really just have to kill him. So, you know, is definitely worthwhile. The game's still in beta, and I definitely found that the later game, it gets too easy, and you kind of run out of things to do pretty quick once you get yourself a good food supply, farm going, and everything like that. I stretched it out in like 120 days, like probably in like 50 days you can get just about everything, which is only a couple hours play time really, well maybe 6 hours or something like that. So it's not as in depth as I'd like to see it. I'd like to see, you know, more biomes, bigger worlds, more mobs, more things you can build and stuff like that. But you know, like any of these types of games, that's really what you want. You always want more and more and new stuff and stuff like that. It would be really nice to see multiplayer, but they say they're not going to do any multiplayer. They just want to focus on making a good single-player experience, which I understand, but it is unfortunate because I think it would be a lot of fun experiencing this with multiple people.
Again, it seems like it's more of a survivor-type aspect to it, so...
Yeah, a lot of those games, you can totally pull off multiple players. Like, you know, that whole Haven and Hearth game from back in the day, it kind of feels similar to that in the survival aspect of it. There weren't really any monsters in Haven and Hearth, there's just other players that would kill you. But, you know, that worked out quite well as a multiplayer game.
Yeah.
So you did Minecraft, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Really neat. I get it. Game is a lot of his decision, but... Again, you said it was in beta, so hopefully they'll finish up the... I'll add more to the end game content, pretty much.
Yeah.
So is there really any goal other than just surviving, or...?
There will be a story to it, and there will be things for you to accomplish, but as of right now, it's really just kind of like a... It's an open-ended sandbox.
Alright. Because I not a story behind it is... I don't remember exactly why the demon targeted you, but pretty much a demon just threw you on an island to survive. Or some land. So, yeah. Probably definitely have to keep an eye on it. I haven't actually picked it up yet, but...
It's worth playing. You know, like, you pick it up on sale, I think it was like $5 or something like that. It's totally worth it.
Right.
I'm not sure what's going for right now. It's probably closer to 20 at this point. I'm going to double check here quick.
Yeah.
It's available on Steam, though, which is nice. Currently, actually, it's only $11.99, so it's still pretty cheap. And right now, I think if you buy it, they actually give you two copies, so you can keep on giving them to a friend or something like that, which is kind of nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the Steam sales added to the clutter of games to play already.
Fortunately, they're over, though.
Yes, but now.
Yeah, for like 2 months. The quarterly Steam sales. This would be the annual sale, and it was the biannual sale, and that's the quarterly sale.
Now it's the sale. So Steam has its good things, but it also has its curses.
Yeah.
So let's see.
Actually, I have one other little tiny mini review. If you're a fan of defense games and you're looking for something on your phone, Android, that is, actually it's probably on iPhone too. And actually you can find this, like if you want to play it on your PC, you can find it on any of these gaming websites like Kongregate or Armor Games. But Bloons Tower Defense 5 is available on Android now. And it's probably the best tower defense game I've ever played on my phone. And I've played a lot, like I'm a huge fan of tower defense games. I've probably played like 20, 30 different tower defense games. And that's by far my favorite one. It's got great upgrades. As you use different towers, it unlocks different upgrades for them. And it really changes how they behave. And those upgrades like last throughout all the different levels and stuff like that. Or the unlocks last through all the different levels. Once it's unlocked, you don't have to unlock it again or anything. And, you know, they do have a little bit of a pay-to-win aspect to it, where, yeah, you can go and give them a bunch of money, and you can, you know, go max out everything right away. But that's actually more like cheating, and it would take the fun out of the game, because you don't have that progression anymore. So I actually think it's more fun not paying for anything, just playing through on its own.
So it's pretty much pay to get to the end game.
Yeah, pretty much. it's they've got a ton of maps, a ton of different towers and upgrades and everything like that. I highly recommend that if you're into tower games at all, tower defense. And actually, if you don't feel like they charge a couple bucks for it, if you don't want to pay for it, you can still play it on your PC. There's free versions of it out there.
What was the name of that?
Bloons Tower Defense, like B-L-O-O-N-S.
I have to check that out. Before we leave, I have been playing my Guild Wars 2, and I'm actually at your endgame stuff, so I have been playing through some of the dungeons and all that. Pretty much, probably, maybe we'll be in that till next time, since I can't really think straight right now, and I should probably write notes down. I have to do some professional work now and again. So I'll probably be talking more about the later aspects of Guild Wars 2 next time. Other games, don't know, I've kind of been playing a mishmash of random stuff I've bought, so I pick out a few stuff from that, so. Let's see, anybody have anything to say before we leave?
Speedball!
Okay, Biggs, apparently killing people in the name of entertaining masses.
Are you not entertained?
Let's see here. We have Pure Decking on Thursdays. Shooting the Noise on Wednesdays with Big. Did you actually announce the show going starting back? Whatever.
I don't know if we've made an official announcement yet.
We have.
Alright, well, yeah, we're doing the I Have Nothing show again. It's a live Saturday Sunday. Well, it's Saturday if you're in North America. What is that?
It's still Saturday Sunday.
I tell you the time, but I'm actually not entirely sure of the time at the moment.
I believe
so,
it was 9 o'clock Central Time.
You know, just listen
week,
to the station all Saturday, and you'll pick it up.
Yeah,
just all day. Leave it on. Don't do anything. Just sit there and drool all over yourself. Just listen to the station.
Alright, just crank up the volume, open your windows, and just have it blaring 24/7.
Nothing could possibly go wrong.
You're not held reliable for police showing up banging on your door.
I do want to mention real quick, since you guys asked about that, if you go to the Galaxy 15 Radio subreddit, which will soon be replacing the chat box, you can see updates like that. A few days ago, we made the announcement that I Have Nothing's going to be back. So.
That's about it. So hopefully I'll be around next week. If not, whenever. You know the routine by now. See ya.